Well, our friend Boaz Goldschmidt, who we announced a couple of weeks ago, who is spearheading a one-stop shop for all your Israel-related matters. That's essentially what's going on. Boaz Goldschmidt, who we know since, I got to think now, who we know for about 33 years, maybe even more. I have to really think. From the time that he and his brothers were introduced on this show as one of the great musical acts from Israel, Kol Achai. So Boaz, one of the brothers, is with us live via telephone today because they have moved in the direction of different professions over the years. And Boaz is now spearheading this one-stop shop for all your Israel-related matters. And I talk about our relationship because when it comes to, you know, doing business with people 6,000 miles away, you want somebody who's reliable, you want someone who you could trust, you want someone who's familiar with all the languages. And sure enough, Boaz and his company provide just that. That's why I'm comfortable enough to introduce him as this one-stop shop for all your Israel-related matters to this audience. So when it comes to real estate, buying and selling property in Israel, legal advice every step of the way, no matter what type of situation you're in, financing, mortgages, investments, estate planning, trusts, wills, property ownership, he and his staff are ready to provide all of the necessary things that that you need as a consumer 6,000 miles away. How do you reach them? Well, there's a phone number, literally a phone number here locally in this area, 201-588-6882. Again, that's 201-588-6882. They also have a pretty easy to remember email address, israel1stop@gmail.com. Israel1, that's O-N-E, not the number, it's O-N-E, israel1stop@gmail.com. With all that, and with that really long and nice and voluminous introduction, I say, Boaz Goldschmidt, welcome back to JM in the AM.
Oh, shalom, Nachum.
It is
great to be with you.
I appreciate that. It's funny, you and I and so many members of both of our families have become very nostalgic over the last few weeks, and it is great to reunite with you, even if it's not musically, even if it's to encourage people to continue bridging the gap between them in the diaspora and everybody in Israel, simply by starting a business relationship, whether it's property or otherwise, in the state of Israel. You know what, Boaz, let's start with that. We'll talk about the nuts and bolts of all this in a moment. Usually I would do it in the opposite order, but let's just start with that for a moment. The reality is that someone like you is facilitating, is helping people on this side of the world who would never even think about, you know, having some type of business, any type of business relationship with Israel, any type of property relationship with Israel. You're able to provide a service to bridge that gap and to let people who are on this side of the world, get things done and, you know, be confident that there's someone where you are getting these things done. So not to be too philosophical, but the reality is that because someone like you is doing this type of work in Israel, a lot of people can start focusing on doing things in the Holy Land.
Yeah, Nachum, it is true. And again, the whole concept of this business came about after, being a 25 years Israeli attorney and being involved in so many real estate matters, investments and business transactions here in Israel with mostly Americans. And, you know, understanding the need to have, you know, for Americans to have someone here in the ground that, as you said, that they can trust. And, as you know, it's not easy to do any business transaction in a foreign country.
Right.
When you don't know the lay of the land.
Right.
And Israel is not an exception. Maybe even the opposite. And I think as you truly said, I think we would like, and this is the business is focusing on, having someone for our brothers and sisters there in America who is, that they have and they can they can trust in any business aspect. And we really, it's a very broad, broad business here. We'll go into detail, but that's,
you know, it's funny because you're saying that it's really all business prospects, but I get the idea, and I could be wrong, but I get the idea that almost every business relationship between foreigners and Israel usually starts with property ownership. Would you say that that's likely, that the first thing people do from this side of the world when it comes time to really think about Israel is start looking for property there?
I think it's the most common, no doubt that the most common, denominator or whatever would be property and real estate. It's definitely the number one thing that we are dealing with vis-a-vis Americans who are doing business here. It's not only real estate, but
right.
You're right, because whether it's, you know, someone is thinking about purchasing a home, whether they own already a home, whether they want to get involved in real estate investment in Israel, and by that, you know, penetrating, having some kind of ownership here in Israel. You're right. Real estate is, you know, has been always and still is something that people in America would like to be involved in. That's the main thing.
That's the entree. The entree always seems like, you know, people are looking to buy an apartment, a home, and get started that way. Boaz Goldschmidt's with us from Israel. It's israelonestop@gmail.com. You could literally email him and find out if he's a good match and his company are a good match for you in terms of what you need in Israel with all these different things, real estate, construction, any type of business matter, litigation, estate planning, etc. There's a lot of stuff there that he and his firm take care of. Again, it's Israel One Stop, O-N-E, onestop@gmail.com. You can also call locally here and reach him at 201-588-6882. I mean, the reality is, Boaz, that if there was a foreigner, you know, who's trying to do things in the United States, they would need someone here, and the system would look strange to them. It's not, I'm sure every system in every country is different. So I don't know if in Israel, you know, the reputation for how much bureaucracy or how much paperwork, you know, has to be done. I don't know if it's totally fair, because the reality is whenever you're dealing with a foreign country, you need someone who's familiar with the system in order to navigate it. So that in and of itself is a big advantage when someone like you is, like you said, on the ground and you know how to do things. It won't seem as insurmountable or as complicated to the buyer or the business person here. If you're there to explain things.
Yeah, it's one thing. And as you said, it's having someone you trust. And at the end of the day, it's knowing how to stare the individual or the company who wants to do something here to the right direction.
Right.
To make sure that nobody is taking advantage. And unfortunately, you know how it is. I mean, we many times here, someone can steer you to different direction, or maybe taking advantage and charging more for services. I don't want to go into detail, but I've been in a situation where, you know, people find themselves paying much, much more for construction of a home because they negotiated in English as opposed to negotiating in Hebrew.
That's true.
Only there you can, there's so much, you know, sense in having someone who knows to do it on your behalf.
And yeah,
I'm sure that he's representing your interests.
Yeah, I didn't even think of the whole language thing. It's not just people knowing the system and steering you in the right direction, but it's obviously language is a big concern as well. Boaz Goldschmidt with us from Israel. All right, so the reputation, at least when the most recent economic downturn occurred, Well, actually, that's not true. I think this actually goes back to 2008. The reputation Israel had was that, thank God, they don't mortgage as much percentage on property as countries in the United States at that time were doing. And thank God they demand a higher down payment, etc. Is it, how would you describe, especially for the foreigner, because now we're talking to, you know, English speakers around the world who would consider your services, how would you describe the difficulty of financing property in Israel?
So again, I think at some point when we go into more, you know, depth into a real estate transaction, we can talk about it in more detail. But in generally speaking, clearly, you know, interest rate went up, not only, you know, in the world and right. Israel as well.
Right.
So that obviously did not pass any. You have the same situation here, and it's getting more difficult to finance. The banks are being very conservative. So once upon a time, you would be able to get, 75% to 80% loan to value, as they say.
Right.
Banks will be much more careful right now by giving money, and clearly that's the situation, and that's one thing. Then, you know, then interest rate is something that, and again, it's different between one bank to another, but you know, it's much more difficult these days to finance property. But you know, it still can be done as everywhere else. Just my banks are being more cautious, and understandably so, as you said. So yeah. It's something that they will take a look much more closely, making sure that we don't. And again, as I said, title here is different. There is no title insurance, so the banks need to be more careful. It's making the attorneys work much harder. And because of that, you know, the banks want to shift away as much as possible their liability, and it's difficult. But as I said, it's being done in a daily basis, even in the economy, in our economy today. It's still that, and we can talk about, you know, at some point it's obviously affecting pricing as well.
Right.
Clearly, in like everywhere in the world, real estate prices changes with winning such economical trend. But you know, in different areas where there is still high demand, you won't feel big difference. Maybe less transactions. People are standing kind of more on the fence, trying to understand where it's going to lead us. So there are a lot less transaction, but I can't, you know, but price wise, especially in the high demand area, you don't see right now a big difference on valuation.
Boaz Goldschmidt with us from Israel, IsraelOneStop@gmail.com. There's also a local phone number, 201-588-6882. You know, there's a lot of people now that are employing people in Israel, even though there are companies in the United States. There are people in Israel who are employing people outside of Israel. It's getting a lot more complicated than the traditional corporate alignment that one's company usually had in the old days. You know, usually you had an office and the people who lived nearby came and worked and went home. And now it's very different. Are there a lot of, I mean, again, no specifics. I'm just curious if this whole new life situation, a new corporate situation, you know, has led to a lot of legal matters and just the way that people are, taking care of the finances of the company and the taxes and business matters of the company. I would assume it's a lot more complicated for that reason.
First of all, yes. Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, even always when there are difficult economical situation, economical times, you find, you know, litigation escalate, whether it's because, companies or businesses have less money to spend, and, you know, the profits shrank, and you find people to be much more intense. And yes, definitely in times like that, you know, litigation raises. And they're much more, you find yourself more in situation. The bank are being more tight. So many times they won't forgive being late in payment, mortgages payment, and they will take actions much faster.
Right.
So you definitely see that. And you know, on the other hand, as you said, I mean, there is a big trend right now. It didn't just start just now, but it's continuing, where you have people, businesses that employ Israelis for businesses back in, you know, in the United States, so they can cut on their, you know, they don't have to pay the same amount of price. Even attorneys, a lot of Israeli attorneys are working for firms overseas, you know, in the States, overseas, and, you know, performing work that and instead of hiring a local attorney, when having to pay him much more, they're taking Israeli, mostly clearly people who has experience with the American or obviously English fluent English, and hiring them. So you see that also more and more.
We should mention, by the way, that you had the opportunity to spend some time in the business world in the United States. That can only be an advantage for you, because not only do you know the Israeli system well, which is obviously the point of this conversation, but you have a pretty good knowledge of what happens here in the U.S. as well. And if you know both, then you could really help navigate people the right way.
You know, we try our best. Definitely being working there and being living there for a couple of years helps. And mainly, you know, mainly dealing with our brother and sister in America. I think that at the end of the day, you kind of understand and learn and understand what they're looking for, what is important for them, and trying to, you know, like everything else, trying to give them what they need.
Yeah,
like everywhere.
Yeah, to serve.
That's the most important.
To service the client properly. And meet their needs. Boaz Goldschmidt, everybody. I mean, look, as you heard, IsraelOneStop@gmail.com, which is the email address. Company is Israel One Stop. Gives you an opportunity to take care of all these business matters in Israel, whether it's investments, corporate issues, litigation, estate planning, financing, mortgages, etc. But for us, it all starts with buying property in Israel. There are a lot of people in this audience right now whose dream it is to buy. Some people have started the process. Some are being frustrated right now by the process. That I can guarantee you. So you may want to consider reaching out to Boaz and his staff to help you cut through some of the red tape and get matters on the right track. Email them at Israel One Stop. Again, it's O-N-E, Israel One Stop @gmail.com. And also you can call them with a local number here at 201-588-6882, 201-588-6882. Boaz, tada rabah, hatzlacha rabah. I hope this is a great success and that more and more people on this side of the world take advantage of your services.
Nachum, thank you as always. I appreciate everything you're doing, and I appreciate being on the air. And yes, you know, people who have anything that they, you know, people don't can use our number and talk to me when they have some hesitation or anything else that they need to, and we'll be happy to help as much as we can. And thank you for your continuation support of you know, here and being an ambassador for Israel, as you always been.
I appreciate that.
Thank you again.
I appreciate that very much. And with the upcoming Simcha, I'm going to be spending quite a stretch of time in Israel. So Bezrat Hashem, we will reunite in the Holy Land. Boaz Goldschmidt, everybody. The email address is pretty simple: IsraelOneStop. That's O-N-E. IsraelOneStop@gmail.com. Again, IsraelOneStop@gmail.com. Take down this number. You could literally reach him and his staff at any point by dialing 201-588-6882, 201-588-6882. And as we described, it's a one-stop shop for all your Israel-related business matters. More coming up, third hour, Thursday morning, JM in the AM.